Episode 1250, Supercharge Your Summer.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop sign,
watching people drive by. Happy, happy day. It is Wellness Wednesday. It is time to fill your heart with joy and get your heart pumping. Oh, yes. Supercharge your summer. Let's jump in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Supercharge your summer. Fun in the sun. It gives you so many blessings. So supercharge it with the best one under the sun. Guess what it is? Vitamin D. And you don't even need a pill for this dynamite supercharge. You just need to get ready for fun in the sun. So let's first talk about vitamin D and its importance. It promotes calcium absorption in the gut. And you're probably like, really? Do I need to worry about that? You do. You don't want your children, number one, to have soft bones. Okay? And it helps prevent soft bones. And in us adults, it helps the misshapen bones not to occur. It reduces that. You don't want osteoporosis either, do you? Yeah, in older adults, it happens. And we need the calcium. So if we are not absorbing the calcium, we're not getting what we need. And that vitamin D helps with calcium. It's amazing how everything is wrapped up within itself. It also reduces inflammation. When was the last time you felt bloated? Maybe right now. Oh, I know. Yes, I totally understand the feeling. And it's not fun. But when you walk around every day inflamed, which unfortunately most of us as Americans are doing, that's not good for our body. And the underlying problem in disease is what? Inflammation. So vitamin D sounding really good right now. It also helps with neuromuscular and immune functions. So vitamin D overall is powerful stuff. I'm sure you're wondering, okay, how much do I really need? How can I figure this out? Well, that can vary based on where your current levels are. So I recommend that you actually get your vitamin D levels tested. Your medical care provider can assist you in what you need. It's a simple test. And if you want to, you can have a few other tests run too regarding your blood work. So I would make an appointment, and sometimes depending upon how the practice works, sometimes you don't even need a direct appointment with the medical provider like your physician. It's something that you can go have your, they can order the test and you can just go to the lab and have it taken care of. So be in conversation with your provider. If it's coming up, if you've got what, physicals for the kids, make an appointment for you too. You matter. So take care of your body. Understand where your vitamin D levels are. It's amazing when you begin to look at it that, wow, I'm more deficient than what I thought I was. I know for our family, my husband was tested for vitamin D and he was on the low, low end of it. Now, it makes sense for him. He works in an office. He doesn't have to be outside. And he doesn't do a lot of yard work because of his job. And so therefore, where is he? He's in a building that has no sunlight. He doesn't get out, you know, very often to getting things. And sometimes, you know, you don't really think that you need to take a supplement for vitamin D. You just think it's there because I'm drinking milk or I'm eating the right foods, etc. He eats a pretty healthy diet. But little did he know that he was so low on vitamin D, we had to add that into his supplement regimen along with a few other things, which we'll get to here in just a moment. So keep in mind that just because something is good for you doesn't mean you can't overdo it. Okay? I want you to understand that. I don't want you to sit there and go self-prescribe. That's a danger zone. And you know here, we're safety first. And your health is, you get one shot at it. You really do. So don't take this lightly. I'm sharing this way to supercharge your summer because this is an easy way that most of us don't think about. Maybe we kind of hear about it on the other spectrum, as in we need sunscreen to protect us from the sun, but I'm going to tell you here how it actually can benefit us and supercharge your summer. So be careful how you decide where and how you're going to get your vitamin D, okay? Be in conversation with your medical care provider. I cannot stress that enough, because you don't want to overdo a good thing, because you can. All right, let's look at it also. What is linked to vitamin D deficiencies? Okay, we've already said, you know, what's important about them, right? What it promotes: calcium absorption. It helps, you know, reduce inflammation. But on top of that, vitamin D deficiencies, when you don't have enough, this is what they've somewhat been linking it to: breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, heart disease, depression, weight gain. We probably have somehow run into one of those, whether it's our lifetime or our family, within our family or a close friend, which is very sad. Now, they're not saying that the vitamin D deficiencies are the cause of that. Understand, that is not what this is saying. It's saying that it may be linked to it. It's really hard to say and take out one vitamin and say, you know what? If it's just this vitamin, then it's the cause of this, 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 and this disease. It's, I would say it's next to impossible, because I believe nothing is impossible, but it is a challenge. And our scientists and our clinical trials have just not proven it. But there is proof when it comes to it being linked. So what they're saying is the people that are having the breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, heart disease, depression, weight gain, there have been signs of vitamin deficiencies for vitamin D in their body, okay? But again, it's not 100% linked that that's the cause. There is a difference. So I want to make sure you understand that, okay? So deep breath, that's a lot to take in. And I want to pause for a moment for our sponsor. Yes, today's episode is brought to you by Health, Hope, and Inspiration with Reverend Percy McCray, created by Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a podcast to provide cancer care information and resources to the faith-based community. Almost everyone is affected by cancer in some way. One out of every 2 men and one out of every 3 women will receive a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. Can you believe an estimated 1.6 million adults will be diagnosed with cancer this year? It may be you or someone that you love, but there is hope. On the weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration, Reverend Percy McCray talks with wellness professionals, doctors, pastors, and everyday people who share their expertise, experiences, and stories of hope. Take a moment and visit healthhopeandinspiration.com, and you can subscribe there to the free weekly podcast, Health, Hope, and Inspiration. Well, if you really want to have fun in the sun and you want to supercharge your summer, then it's time to take it outside. That is your KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Take it outside. Yeah, supercharge your summer with fun in the sun. How cool is it to take care of your body by just walking outside? I kind of gave you a little bit of a hint there that, you know, nothing like fun in the sun. Well, it's very important. As you know, vitamin D is lacking in our bodies for a lot of us. If you're one who is hunkered down, you go to work, you basically are inside. Maybe you come home, you do a lot more indoor work than you do outdoor work. And maybe when you go outdoor, what, you slather on lots of sunscreen, or you wear long sleeves and things that keep the sun or direct sunlight off of your body. Your appendages are not exposed to the sunlight, then most likely you could be deficient in vitamin D. Most vitamin D that we need can be obtained through the sun. And actually, in my opinion, that is the best way to get it. Now, there are some people out there that cannot be exposed to the sun. If that is you, then close your ears on this one. However, listen with someone else in mind, okay? Because everyone is different. So this is not a blanket statement. This is a generalized statement here. But one thing that I believe we are shortchanging ourselves is that God created the earth, this world, to work together. Okay. Everything flows and works together. There's a reason why you're here. There's a purpose. There's a reason why I'm here. There's a purpose. There's a reason why there are dogs and cats and spiders and mosquitoes, even though I have a thing for snakes, but that's for another episode. It's one of those things where God knows what he's doing. And one thing that he gave us is what? Sunlight. Sunlight is important because it does so many things for our body. And one of those things that he does for us through the sun is what? It gives us vitamin D. And that's what we need. However, one thing that's holding us back is what? You got it, sunscreen. Yes, sunscreen is extremely important. However, with the increased use of sunscreen in order to prevent skin cancer, the amount of vitamin D we get is lower than needed. Okay, so we're not getting what we need via the sun because everything that we're slathering on our bodies, whether it be body lotion, whether it be actual sunscreen, maybe it's foundation for us as women, it all has what? An SPF in it. And that SPF is what? A protection against UVA, UVB rays. And so that what allows, it's a barrier that we're putting on our skin that's not allowing then our skin to absorb the vitamin D, get what it needs. And then the body internally, there's a chemical reaction and it does what it needs to do. Now, you can use sunscreen. Understand that and still get your vitamin D from the sun. All you need is 20 minutes in the sun, 2 to 3 times a week to get what your body needs. And when you get it from the sun, your body knows exactly what to do with it. It's all natural. And we're all talking about balance and being natural and not having to take supplements and we want to eat real food, right? All of this stuff. You can't get more real than the sun, but you have to be smart about it, okay? I don't want you to think that I'm just sitting here saying, you know what? Yes, it's time to be sassy and nope, you don't have to wear sunscreen anymore. No, 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 that's not what I'm saying. Get some fun in the sun for 15 to 20 minutes. Be very smart about it. Don't make it in the heat of the day. No, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Wait until either later in the day or you can get out early in the morning. Okay, when the sun's out, you're still. And also, note this, just because you don't see the sun, meaning that, you know, like yesterday, our day was very cloudy in the afternoon. We had gray skies and had this huge thunderstorm come through. But you know what? Before that thunderstorm hit, the sun was out, which means what? Even though it was cloudy, the rays were still coming through the clouds. So just because it's a cloudy day doesn't mean you're not getting rays from the sun. Okay? Now, you might be saying, this is simple stuff. It's very basic. Then how are you really feeling with your body? Because vitamin D has a way of what? Picking you up. Think about it. This past winter, it's easy to be crabby during wintertime. You know why? You don't get as much sun exposure. The days are shorter. The nights are longer. And we also, what? We don't spend a lot of time outside. Why? It's too cold. And we're not about to spend a lot of time outside because it's too cold and exposing our arms and our legs and maybe our back or even our face to the sun to get that. Why? Because we would freeze. And how crazy is that? Only if you're living down south, maybe could you have a little bit of a short or, you know, maybe a short sleeve shirt and sweatpants or something like that. But it's important that you really think about this because if it all was just common sense knowledge, then we would all get it by now. But we're missing some things. And I hope today you're hearing something that's sticking with you that might be missing, whether it's for you, your child, your husband, a good friend of yours. Okay, this is something that you can pass on and say, you know what? I was listening to this episode and I think this would be good for you for whatever the reason is. All right? So think about it. You want to go all natural. You want balance. Then have some fun in the sun 15 to 20 minutes. Be smart about it. It's not during the heat of the day. Wait until later in the day or get out earlier in the morning. Be sure to check, though, with whom? Your medical care provider. Yes, your physician, when making all these decisions regarding your vitamin D and your skin health. Also, I want to add in here, It's very important as we as women, we get older. Guys, I know it's important for you too, so listen up. You need to be aware of what's on your body. As your hormones change, your body is changing. Okay, your body's going to react to different things. If you change even the way you do your laundry, the type of soap you use, that can change how your body, your skin reacts. Your skin is the largest organ in your body. You got to take care of it. So I want to encourage you, be aware of what's on your skin. If you notice a place that's, you know, there and it's like, oh, it's been there all the time, but if it begins to grow or the outside of it is changing, it looks irregular, you need to go and have it checked out. If it's beginning to discolor, okay, it's changing color, whether it's going to a darker color or more of a red, whatever, if there's any color change, you need to go see a physician and get it checked out. Okay. Don't think that, oh, it's no big deal. Maybe I just scratched it too hard or I sliced it with a razor. Nothing is worse than slicing your leg or your arm or a place somewhere with a razor and it just bleeds forever, right? You know what I'm talking about. But it also heals properly. If it's not doing what it's supposed to be doing and you know what it is, then you need to go have it checked out. And I would also encourage you, check out your children too, but especially your spouses, okay? You check out his back and let him check out your back. You can't see. You can look in the mirror, but you really can't see, okay? That's really important. Also, if something is tender to the touch, another red flag, okay? I'm just telling you, you've got to take care of your body. It's your body to take care of. You matter. God wants you to live a long, healthy, vibrant life, but it's going to take you to do the work. All right. I know this is heavy stuff, but it's so important. I want you to have fun during the summertime. Fun in the sun is awesome. You can supercharge your summer, but you got to take care of yourself. Okay. I'll get off the whole thing about the skin health, but it is important. That's one thing that we all can do. Okay. Pay attention to what's on your body. Now, also another thing I would recommend is making sure you use sunscreen on your face always. That's where I personally draw the line. When I go outside to work, when I go outside to do anything, maybe it's even to walk or run or to ride my bike. I actually take my stationary bike and I ride out. I'm not actually riding it, but I am riding it, but I'm not moving anywhere, right? So the kids are outside playing and I can be out there with them, but I'm getting in my cardio because I want to be outside. I love it. So I take my bike actually outside and I sit and we work out there. Well, we don't. I do, and they play. Their workout's different. But I always, always put something on my face. Okay? It is that important. No exceptions. You can change your clothing to expose your body to the sun. Because I know you're probably like, yeah, but what if I'm covered up and I don't have... No, you can have your arms showing. You can have your legs showing. Or you can put on, you know, like a tank top is fine. Or if you're going to wear a swimsuit or whatever, you can have a little bit of your back showing. That can be your exposure to the sun, but your face, protect your face, okay? Your skin, especially on your face, around your eyes, very, very thin. And as you get older, what? Your skin's going to thin out even more. So protect your face. You have one face. So put on that SPF. You can use a tinted moisturizer. You don't have to use a foundation. Usually in the summertime, I go to a tinted moisturizer. I don't use heavy foundation that I normally would unless if I'm going to be on screen or on camera doing an interview or something like that, do I actually use full coverage. But otherwise, I go to a tinted moisturizer. It works wonderfully, and it has an SPF in it. I would recommend an SPF of at least a 30, and I would recommend higher, at least a 15, I would recommend at least a 30, okay? I know there's a lot to take in here, isn't it? But we don't slow down in our busyness to actually listen to this. And we may catch an actual, you know, oh, this is my news, you know, story or whatever. But you don't sit down to listen to the whole thing, or you don't go and research it out. That's why I wanted to talk to you today about vitamin D. So don't compromise on your face. Okay. You get one face, take care of it. Also, this is one thing that people say, oh, but I get darker. And so what am I supposed to do with my face? I want my face to look tan. Guess what? You can change your foundation. Yeah, imagine that. Go up one color on your foundation that you wear. So if you're going to go out on the town and it's been a month or so into summer and you're like, gosh, I've really gotten dark and I look like, you know, I'm really, really pale on my face, then just change your foundation. Yeah, you may have your foundation for next summer because you'll get what? Lighter in the winter. That's okay. I have two or three foundations that I go between. All right. It's not weird. So I don't go through a lot of it, but because one foundation, depending upon what it is, my go-to one, I may go through a little bit faster than I do my other couple. But you need to understand that you can change your color of your foundation. You only get one face. Protect it always. I want you to supercharge your summer, you know, because it doesn't have to be all rules. Have fun in the sun and be smart about how you can let the sun rock your health even more. If you're wanting some help with this, with your balancing life and trying to keep it all together with the kids and you, and you really want to get your life back on track when it comes to health and wellness, I would love to be your advocate. I want to help carry your belief torch for you. I want to be your cheerleader. I want to help give you some tools and strategies. If you are kind of stumbling in this area, or you've tried four or five or six other things and you're like, I just don't get it. I don't know where I'm falling. I've been there. I've done that. I want to help you. Click on the link, take aim in the show notes. That will begin our conversation. I have a free gift for you. It is a coaching call. Be bold for yourself. Okay? Life is about fulfilling your dreams. And if you're not healthy and well, you can't do that. So click on the link, take aim in the show notes, and that will begin our conversation. I cannot wait to hear from you. Supercharge your summer. Allow the sun to rock your health and go out, be present, and be incredible, and most importantly, be you. Put that smile on your face. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.